Well, if it isn't my favorite student. Did you have some questions about today's lesson on lightning spells? I hope I wasn't too enthusiastic. It is my specialty, you know. Oh, of course you knew that. Come, walk with me. I'm off to the library to help organize a few things after hours. Well, certainly you can carry some of the tomes if you'd like. It's nice to have such a strong young man to help me. Well, controlling the current in your body can be quite challenging at times. I don't expect students to get it immediately. I know a few did have a little accident today, but you were quite proficient. I was a little impressed, you know. I always enjoy seeing a student use their hands in such a talented way. You've been working so hard, and it shows. You passed the last test with flying colors, or flying sparks, I suppose. It put a smile on my face, seeing you do so well. And I do enjoy having you in the library so often. I see the little things you do around here. Putting a book away here, returning books of others there. It takes a little stress off my shoulders to know there's a mystery helper keeping things in shape for me. Well, of course I notice. I keep a close eye on students I like. Are you saying you didn't want me to see you doing all those little favors? You are so humble. There's no need to be. I reward such good behavior, you know. Now, what is it you wanted to ask me? This is the library, after all, so once we enter, we'll have to be nice and quiet. Help me? Well, I do have to spend quite a bit of time organizing all the tomes left by those naughty students. I may be able to whisk the books around to their little homes with a swish of my finger, but it does wear on me after a while. I can't say no to you. I would love it if you helped me. It makes a woman feel appreciated to know there are nice young men within these halls. Let's go in, shall we? I'll point out the areas I need help with, and if you need anything, anything at all, don't hesitate to ask, okay? That's a good boy. Be quiet now. You work very quickly. You aren't working too hard on account of little old me, are you? So modest. I see how hard you've been working. Are you looking to scoot on home? You are such a sweetheart. You know, if I knew any better, I'd think you were looking to earn a better grade in my class. Oh, I'm just teasing, cutie. I know you aren't like that. Come help with my side now that you're finished, then. Seems like there are just a few more students left. We might finish just before they leave, which is very nice. Wait a moment. The tomes here are all gone. What happened? Did you do this? Oh, you sneaky little darling. Did you put them away while I took a couple of books back to my office? Well, that means we're all finished, aren't we? I suppose we just have to wait until the rest of the students go back to their quarters, and just a little while until the library officially closes. Did you want to keep me company? I thought so. After all, you are such a good little helper. I think you deserve a gift, don't you? Well, I had a little something in mind. come a little over here to this intimate little alcove. This is where I do my private studies while I'm in here. It's quiet, and people don't venture here too often, but we still have to be quiet ourselves. Is it okay if I'm a little close? I can see it must be, but I thought I'd ask first. Oh, darling, don't worry. It's totally normal to feel that way. I know I'm a little popular among the students. After all, I know your eyes move along my body during class. Well, I'll leave that up to you. You've been such a good boy today. You paid attention in class. You helped me so much with my library work. Would you like a little help from me to make up for it? Good boy. I know you have been oh so stressed over all of this schoolwork, and it's the least I can do. Is this what you like? My hand rubbing you through your pants. Oh, that is a definite yes. That's what I like to hear. But be quiet now. I don't want to have to shush you or punish you for being too naughty. Let me just untie these cute ropes of yours, and I'll show you how much I appreciate your help. Shh, quiet now. You don't want to alert the others in the library, do you? You'd get us both in trouble, and we wouldn't want that. I think we should have our own little getaway right here. Just you and me. Oh, hush now. Just enjoy my hands in quiet. They tingle a little, don't they? My specialty does pass through my gentle touch at times. It makes it all the more pleasurable, don't you think? It's almost like a subtle spark. A vibration that soothes you and... oh my, pre-cum already. I don't want you to make a mess, do I? I'll just use my fingers to gently have a taste. You're quite delicious, cutie. I might want a little more if I decide to be a little selfish. This is about you, though. Don't worry. I'll keep stroking and use just a bit of my energy to make it tingle a little more just for you. Does that feel better? Feeling my light, wonderful touch and down your cock, hard and ready for me. It's been a little while since I've made a young man as cute as you come for me. Don't moan too loudly now. Cutie, I mean it. I know it feels wonderful, but this is a library after all. Oh, honey, I know. I'm sorry. Just sit right here in the chair and rest. I didn't want to have to shock you, but you were just moaning so loudly. Such a naughty boy. It's okay. It'll wear off soon. Would you like me to keep going? It might help you feel a little better. That is, if you can stay quiet for me. That's it. Such a good boy. With such a lovely cock.
I wouldn't have wanted to stop playing with this, would I? that's it. I know what might help. I can see your eyes looking down toward my chest, cutie. I know sometimes in class you aren't looking at my somatic work, but instead, you're looking at the way my robe dips between my tits. Well, I only let very good boys see them, let alone feel them. Is that something you'd like? Good boy. I knew you'd want them. I'll just open my robes a little. Slowly drop them down. Your eyes are so hungry. I won't make you wait. I'll just come up real close and get them nice and wet for you and press my warm, soft tits around your cock. How about that? Oh, that's it. That's much better, isn't it? Feeling my tits gently caress your cock like this. Oh, you're so much more calm now. Stay quiet, though. I know you're a little tingly, but I don't want to have to shush you again. No, just feel me go up and down on you. I want you to feel a lovely release. All that organizing and lifting. You must feel so tired, sweetie. And I know life here at the university can be a little tense. I want you to feel like you can relax. Just listen to my whispers. Feel me caress and pleasure you. And come for me, sweetie. Don't worry about making a mess. I'll make sure to get it all. Just let yourself move right to that wonderful edge and come for me. That's it. That's it. Be a good boy for me, sweetie. I want you to come. I want to see how much you enjoy my tits. Oh, so many students wish they could be here. Wish they could be feeling my tits around their cock. But these are just for you, my good boy. Oh, look. Look into my eyes, sweetie. Watch me smile up at you, wanting it all, wanting every drop of your cum. Oh, watch my tits squeeze your amazing, lovely cock and cum. Oh, come for me, sweet boy. Come. Oh, yes. Yes, come. Come all over my tits. Good boy, good boy. That's it. Come. Oh, my. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, yes. Such a good boy. Here, let me lick all of this up for you. Oh my. Your load is very delicious, sweetie. Oh, it makes me want a little more. Here, I'll clean you up a little too. Oh, you have such a wonderful load. I knew a good boy like you would be this tasty. Are you feeling better? Dress yourself back up and I'll go check in the library, okay? Well, it seems the last of the students have filed out. I have a couple of things to return to my office. Would you care to join me? I'm not done with you quite yet, sweetie. Okay, cutie. Come with me then. I need to repay you properly, after all.